Somewhere over the rainbow there may not be a pot of gold, but it might seem that way for city leaders. This is a late summer evening in Travis Park, where there are more people spending more time and more money at mobile food trucks camped out. Kai Kamaka offers up some music while the trucks offer up their specials.
We love to do this kind of stuff all the time, and bringing entertainment to anywhere gathers people together. When you get entertainment and food, it makes it a great party here.
Several months ago, the city revised when and where food trucks would go for its pilot program that lasts until the end of October.
We got invited out here. We like to come downtown for lunches at Travis Park, West End, Main Plaza, and they asked us to come down here in the evening, so we thought we'd check it out, see how it is.
If it's cupcakes you want, Alex Pamplin's got them. Society Bakery is one of the many mobile trucks you'll find. He says it's been profitable.
Yes, definitely. We like it here in San Antonio.
Setting up at places like Travis Park, the Weston Center, and Main Plaza help attract more watering mouths, like Imelda Aravalo and her family.
I had the crawfish etouffee. That was really delicious.
Lori Barnes says it's a great way to get some gourmet food, and it's a diverse experience for her family.
It's nice. It's a nice amenity to be able to come and enjoy the food trucks.
And to help out, San Antonio's Downtown Tuesdays, which does not have an end date set, also gets people out and about at least one day during the week. City officials report parking for free at city-owned garages and parking meters is up 24.7% over last year. More than 70 businesses offer specials to attract people and their wallets. Programs like free live jazz at Travis Park and the upcoming Rock the San Antonio Children's Museum are on the calendar. This could be the jackpot the city's hoping for to make downtown a renewed center of activity like it once was. But it's all still a work in progress. These revitalization efforts are part of an overall strategy to reinvigorate the heart of the city. In downtown San Antonio, Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.